We're back for a couple of more minutes with Don Oberdorfer, who has spent a lifetime as a journalist. I love the quote, which I'd forgotten, about the past is prologue. Isn't a piece of what you're doing with Korea that same sort of perspective, that we must understand the particulars if we're going to have a sense of the whole?
Absolutely. I think Americans have many wonderful qualities, but one of them is not being too conscious of the past. We're people that always is looking ahead to the next challenge or the next tomorrow and doesn't spend a whole lot of time on what happened yesterday.
Well, and again, the context being Asia. Asia seems like a long way away to most people, although increasingly we have young friends who are there once a month, who are back and forth, who live in a state of jet lag. Asia isn't an abstraction anymore, is it? The Pacific Rim is part of our experience now.
I will never get over, and I've done it how many times, dozens of times, I will never get over getting on a machine, some giant airliner in New York or in Washington or in San Francisco, and getting on this thing and sitting there for 10 or 12 hours and getting off in Tokyo or in Seoul or in Beijing. You know, it just seems impossible to me. I don't understand how some big machine can do this, but it does it. And now, not only do we have air travel, we have the internet. I have a friend in Japan, and I'd send him an email, and he sends me back an email a few hours later. And we're being brought together, in a sense, by this whole electronic shift in how the world is stuck together.
If we can be brought together that way across the world, certainly Korea can be brought back together as a people, can it not?
I'm reluctant to accept the word certainly.
Paula's job is to be the optimist.
Yeah. I hope it can be. It will be brought together. The Korean people are not going to be united forever. I don't think there's...
They're not going to be united forever or not divided forever?
I'm sorry?
They're not going to be united forever?
No, they're not going to be divided forever. They are not going to be... They're going to be reunited. How it happens, when it happens, what problems or prospects it brings with it, this is the unfinished part of the story, and we don't know the answer to that, but I am sure that someday it is going to happen.
And we would probably do well to stay tuned.
Absolutely.
This has been very enlightening indeed. Thank you for being with us, Don Oberdorfer.
I enjoyed the conversation.
Don Oberdorfer brings his clear journalistic style and his lifetime of experience to his book, The Two Koreas, published by Addison Wesley Longman. We are grateful Don Oberdorfer has given us a clearer view of this vital part of the world. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.